This is the Unseminary Podcast. Stuff you wish they taught in seminary.
Hey, happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Rich Birch from the Unseminary Podcast. A special episode today, a solo episode. We're celebrating church growth all month leading up to the release of a free three-part video series that's coming up at the end of the month. And I'd love for you to get on the list to make sure that you're among the first people to get that. All you need to do is go over to the Messenger app in your phone and text the word church growth, all one word, to 44222. If you do that, you'll get on the list. You'll be among the first people to get that. And the reason why we're doing that is we really want to see your church grow this year. We want to see your church reach more people than ever before. And that really begs today's article, which is, should you even bother worrying about church growth? You have a lot going on in your church. In an average week, your typical pastor spends time on message prep, counseling, training, attending leadership meetings, dealing with all the administrative hassles that occur when you keep running the quote-unquote small business aspects of the church. I know that you've got a lot going on. The question is, just on that treadmill, do you ever have time to step back and think about church growth? Being a part of a church is an all-consuming endeavor that requires much more time, effort, and energy that we have in any given week. But do you ever take time during the day-to-day to think about church growth? In some ways, the term church growth seems like it's something from the 80s. When I think of church growth, quote-unquote church growth, I'm conjured the image of VHS tapes packaged in those weird clamshell cases, wire-bound binders, filled with all kinds of fill-in-the-blanks and lots of charts demonstrating various aspects of church growth. I wonder if the idea of church growth has fallen so far out of common vernacular of church leadership simply because those ideas from so many years ago seem outdated and disconnected from yours and my everyday life. I know that thinking through the future of your church and whether it is effective as it can be isn't always in the top of mind of most leaders. Getting to this weekend's message together or, you know, trying to deal with another conflict with the youth pastor typically bubbles up and fills in any extra space that we might have. Over the last 10 years, I've had the opportunity to walk with two leadership teams of churches that had died. The amazing part of being a part of that process of really seeing those churches be reborn as campuses that we are part of was there was this moment where the church leadership teams literally came to the place where they realized that their church was dead. And you know what struck me about that is that, that's an incredibly sad day. It's one of those things where, no one loves to see anything die, let alone a church or the vision from so many years ago passing. But you know what? A part of the reason why those churches ended up dying was that no one 10, 15 years ago was thinking about church growth. This is just really true. I remember one of those church leaders, really wondering and reflecting on the past and saying, hey, it's been years since there have been kids in this church. And, their attendance had slid from an all-time high back in the 70s of, maybe about 400 and slid down to 30. When another one of these leaders was reflecting on the closing at her church, it was in desperation that she reflected back to, years before when the church just simply seemed to be able to make a difference. Reflecting on their experience, these two churches who have died, is a humbling experience and leads me to consider on my own experience. It makes me realize that the only way, that our church is only one generation away from complete extinction. With that in mind, we need to worry about church growth. If we're not thinking about how we're reaching more people, eventually we may have to worry about closing our doors. I know it's a slippery slope towards ineffectiveness, and so I want you thinking about church growth this year. When you examine the attendance patterns of the churches that die, you'll find that there was a time when they thrived. In fact, you'll find pictures of full Christmas Eve services beside full Sunday school pictures of full Sunday schools or pictures of just amazing things going on at the church. If you're in a season, which I feel like our church is in the season where we're as effective as we have ever been, then this is the exact moment that you need to wrestle through and ask the question, what are we doing to change, to grow, to reach the next generation? If your church is at its most effective, then that's the time when you're most in danger of beginning atrophy and the slow slide to decline, getting stuck in our ways. Church growth is simply an outcome of both evangelism and discipleship. We all know that the New Testament is clear that our churches need to be constantly proclaiming the message of Christ and demonstrating his life and love to those people around us, while at the same time seeing his followers mature into an active, thriving relationship with him. Growing churches can't take an all evangelism or an all discipleship approach. They need a harmonious blend of both of these, and evaluate those practices with intention to reach new people in your community. If we aren't leaning in, then there can be a slow decline in our church and ultimately decay that can lead to the negative end for your church. The reality it is that God has placed you and I in this time to lead in this generation, which is really an incredible opportunity to see amazing things take place. At its most basic levels, churches begin to grow when they encourage the people that attend regularly to invite their friends. However, this has become a challenge in our modern communities because they're more transient than ever before. We were more bombarded with technology than we ever have before. However, I really think that this transientness has created even more opportunities in more of our churches to reach more people. At its most basic level, churches grow when people invite. And you know what? When people move into your community, they're more likely to try something new because their entire life is up for grabs. Mobility has impacted a lot of things negatively. I think for us in the church world, it actually can affect us in a very positive way. Which leaders within your church are engaged with asking, what are you doing to reach more people next weekend, next month, next year? Church growth needs to be on the agenda of the leaders of your church. Church growth is led by leaders. As we head into this new year, I want to challenge you to carve out a portion of your weekly schedule to wrestle through the questions of church growth. I really do think that an investment in this area will stave off the potential negative effects of decline that could be coming into your church even now without you knowing about it. Should your church even worry about church growth? Yes, absolutely. Of course you should. And it starts with you, the church leader, worrying about it. It starts with you and I focusing our time, effort, and energy, spending time in prayer about it, studying scripture and asking God to leading us, seeking out resources that could help us, studying what's happening in other churches that are growing, ask questions of churches from around the country and evaluating what we're doing. Should you and your church even worry about church growth? Yes, while of course you should. And so all month, we're providing you resources to be thinking through how to get connected. Wondering where to start when it comes to church growth at your church? Well, what you need to do is just this simple thing. Take out your phone and text the word church growth, all one word, to 44222, and you'll get added on a list to be at the front of the line for this brand new free resources that we're releasing at the end of the month. That's all about helping your church take steps towards reaching more people this year. Thank you so much for serving in the community you're serving in. I know you want to reach more people and see those people take steps towards Jesus. Thank you for all you're doing to see that take place.